Welcome to 3-Minute Movie Breakdown. This is Reina, and I'm here to give you a review on the movie Back to the Future. Back to the Future is a 1975 sci-fi comedy movie. The movie is about a 17-year-old student named Marty McFly, played by Michael J. Fox. His friend, an old man named Dr. Emmett Brown, played by Christopher Lloyd, has invented a time machine. Marty's mother is an alcoholic, and his father is afraid of confrontations and bullied by his boss, Biff Tannen. Marty goes to see the machine that Doc built, but not soon after, terrorists came and killed Doc. Marty escapes by using the time machine. The terrorists came to kill Doc because he stole their plutonium, the fuel of the time machine. Marty goes back to the time his parents were in high school, 1955. When he arrived, he found that he has no fuel left to return. Marty saw his dad in a cafe and found out that his father has always been bullied by Biff. Marty interferes with how his mother and father met by accident, and his mother became infatuated with him. He goes to find the young Doc and convinces him he is from the future. Doc found a way to get enough electricity to power the time machine, and it is by the lightning that struck the clock tower in a week's time. Marty and Doc found a way to get Marty's father and mother to go to their school dance together. Marty gets back to the future and discovers Doc is still alive because he read Marty's note about the shooting and had worn a bulletproof vest. His mother is not an alcoholic anymore, and his father is confident and has even published a book. It is a very engaging and enjoyable film. There were a lot of unexpected parts and plot twists. Marty must fix the past that he has interfered with in order to make sure his parents get together so that Marty exists in the future. He sees his parents when they were young, are already going down an unproductive path. His mom started drinking as a teen, and his father lacked confidence and was being bullied already. In helping his parents find their way, Marty actually finds his own way as well. The only problem with the film is that Marty's parents doesn't seem to remember meeting Harry in 1955. I'm Reina, and thank you for listening.